I want to ask you also, we asked a couple questions about the management. It's kind of a common situation, but we were curious what people do and whether or not they all do the same thing relating to management of patients with peripheral neuropathy. So, you know, obviously an old-time question. We're just kind of curious what kind of homogeneity or heterogeneity we had. So we present a situation of a younger patient, 56 years old, who is on every 3-week carbopaclitaxel after debulking surgery, and after 4 cycles develops grade 1 peripheral sensory neuropathy. So actually there was a split in that actually most people would continue treatment and not make any modifications with just grade 1. But about 40% would reduce the dose of paclitaxel for grade 1. Can you talk about what you do and what you think about this approach?
So it's a tough situation. Probably for grade 1, I wouldn't do much either. For grade 2, probably dose reduce. Certainly there's an opportunity for docetaxel. And I don't know if you saw in the NCCN, but the NCCN now moved up carbo-PLD as a 2A opportunity for those particular patients who have neuropathy. So, you know, going from 175 to 135 in a dose reduction, particularly when you only have a couple of cycles left, probably doesn't do much. But some patients get neuropathy early on, and you're going to have to make a sustainable change, particularly in grade 2. And that's where docetaxel or PLD is an option. In my practice, I've been doing docetaxel for years, but I'm starting to think more and more about pegylated liposomal doxorubicin as an opportunity for replacement. Yep.
When you start out a patient on carbopaclitaxel who's a diabetic but does not have peripheral neuropathy, do you approach that patient any differently? Are you quicker to dose reduce?
So the other problem with the diabetic patient is the dexamethasone. We cause a lot of hyperglycemia.
Right.
I just have a higher sense of awareness. I do not approach them differently other than the sense of awareness.
And what do you do with a diabetic or a patient who has peripheral neuropathy from some other cause to start with?
You know, you just have to assess the severity. And if the severity is, you know, worth modifying the treatment, then you can either start docetaxel or, as I said, you could use pegylated liposomal doxorubicin.